Should hit record.
I almost started the show without recording. Bad Aaron. No, sir. Okay, everybody, welcome to episode 49 of the podcast, dude. My name is Aaron Dowd, and I'm here to help you make better podcasts. This episode is about podcast editing. Title is podcast editing really that important? So my goal for this episode, I want to clearly communicate to you guys the importance of editing your podcast. And I want to talk about why podcast editing is important. And also answer the question, is editing really worth the time? Because I get this question a lot, you know, do I really need to do this kind of editing? Also, I like to have spontaneous, raw conversations, you know, like I just want to, just like you're there with me in the room. And I don't have anything against that. I think that's totally fine. But there are some things that you need to consider. You know, I don't think every podcast needs to be highly edited in the story format like NPR, you know, Serial or This American Life. That stuff's cool. I'm on board with that stuff. But that is a ton of work. And there are a few things you can do to have more of a raw conversational style show and still make it, you know, high value and worth listening to and entertaining and all these things. So that's the topic of the show today. How to edit your podcast. No, that's not the topic. Is podcast editing really that important? I mean, it's kind of about how to edit your podcast. Anyways, welcome to episode 49 of the podcast, dude. Let's do the show. Okay, thanks for joining me today, guys. I'm going to keep this tight and punchy because I respect your time. More on that later. But if you don't know me, my name is Aaron Dowd. I'm 30 years old. I edit podcasts for a living. It's kind of a weird thing. Not too many people can say that, but I can. I care a lot about making great podcasts, helping people make great podcasts. So if that's what you're interested in doing, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for listening. So today, talking about podcast editing, one thing I am going to say that when a lot of people think podcast editing, they think about audio quality, and I'm not actually going to talk that much about audio quality today. I think it's really important to have great audio quality, but that's really a whole show in and of itself, and that's one of those things that is a lot easier to show in a screencast or a video where I can actually show you how to play with the knobs and adjust the mic and all these kind of things. So I'm not going to talk about that, but it is really important. If you go and you check out all the top shows in iTunes, the highest rated shows, they all sound really good. And that means that the levels are even between the hosts. There's not a lot of background noise. They're using professional microphones. So just be aware of that. This episode isn't going to be about sound quality, but you guys know that that is something I'm extremely passionate about. So editing. One of the reasons editing is so important, and this is something I think a lot of people overlook, and it might depend on if you do a show with evergreen content, content that is meant to be around for a while, or if you're doing a show where it's just like latest news and you don't think people are going to go back and listen. But at the same time, you really need to think about the long game. You need to think about how long your show is going to be around for. And you might think that your show will never be that popular or have that many listeners, but you can't know that for sure. You might, and you should, if you're going to start a podcast, you should stick with it for a while, record a bunch of episodes. Eventually, you might have an audience of thousands of people, and every time they share their show with somebody, every time they share your show with somebody, those people are going to go back, and a lot of them will listen to the old episodes. And believe me, I've got some old episodes. If you go back and listen to the early episodes of this show, the Sean West podcast that I was on, the time we spent editing was not wasted. A lot of people have heard those shows. A lot of people still go back and listen to those shows. And part of me, we did a good job with editing, but part of me was like, I'm glad we did. And I also kind of wish I could go back and prepare, but you can't, you know, sometimes you just have to live with what happened and do your best. But ask yourself this, you know, is saving an hour or two of time a week to edit your podcast, you know, maybe you'll spend an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, but is that worth saving that time? Is that worth making your future listeners listen to a bunch of mistakes, listen to a bunch of ums or ahs or just rambling and all that kind of stuff? I don't think it is. You got to think about the long game. This all comes back to respecting your audience's time. You have to show your audience that you respect their time. And editing is how you do that. It shows your listener that you respect their most valuable asset, which is their time. Are you guys understanding me here? Time is something we can never get back. It is valuable. It is actually our most valuable asset. We have a limited amount of it. So you might spend 2 hours cleaning up and polishing your audio. Now think about how many, like how much time that saves the people in your audience. Not just, you know, one-on-one. Okay, so let's say you have an audience of 1,000 people who download and listen to your podcast. Well, you spent 2 hours editing your podcast and you cut out 5 minutes of mistakes. You know, false starts, pauses, all that kind of stuff. So you saved each one of those people 5 minutes. You just saved your 1,000 audience members collectively. Like individually, you saved them 5 minutes, but collectively, you saved them 83 hours. 83 hours. I did the math. And granted, my Mac actually did the math, and I'm not very good at math. But you invested 2 hours, and you saved a total of 83 hours for 1,000 people. I think that's a good investment. You know, maybe you're like, yeah, okay, Aaron, but really, this point that I'm trying to make, editing, shows your listener that you respect their most valuable asset, their time. And there's a reason I said that 5 times. Also, something you guys have to understand is that you are participating in an attention war. And I heard this phrase in this TED Talks book that I was listening to the past couple of weeks, and I really liked it, attention war. Like, this is a competition. You are competing with so many other forms of entertainment. Everyone has a smartphone with access to almost any kind of information they want. But let's say, even just limiting it to audio only, you're competing. Your podcast is competing with every other podcast ever made. Think about that. You're also competing with every music album ever made. Spotify, Apple Music, your audience's personal collection. You're also competing with audiobooks, books from Audible, my favorite. I love Audible. You guys, if anyone ever asks me, like, you listen to a lot of audiobooks, Aaron, what do you recommend? Audible, of course, it's great. You're competing with podcast music and audiobooks, and that's just audio. I'm not even talking about things like social media or YouTube. Like, guys, everyone is fighting in this attention war. If you're creating something, you're participating in it. You have to keep your audience attention, and the way to do that is by giving them what they want. And at this point, now that you might be thinking about this a little bit harder and you're freaking out, don't freak out. Relax a little bit. You can do a good job. You just have to focus on delivering value. And you're saying, okay, Aaron, this is crazy. This attention war, how do I make sure I create something great for my audience? Well, the answer, I think, and this is a secret. This is a life hack. I'm just kidding. I hate life hacks. Take your podcast to the next level. Prepare more and edit less. So prepare more and edit less. Actually, it should be, if you prepare more, you will have to edit less. But I like the headline, prepare more, edit less. So Benjamin Franklin, smart dude. He's dead now, unfortunately. An ounce of preparation is worth a pound of cure. And this totally applies to podcasting. An ounce of preparation is worth a pound of cure. So preparation is going to be your best friend here. If you're making a podcast, prepare an outline. Prepare the point of your episode. Think about the story, the journey that you're going to take people on. Think about the main takeaways that you want people to have. And to do this, you need to know your audience and what they're interested in. You need to know exactly what they're going to want to hear. You need to be paying attention to what kind of questions they're asking, what they're wondering, what kind of content they're interested in. And then you need to deliver that to them. So know your audience and prepare in advance. If you do more preparation, you're going to be less likely to make a ton of mistakes or go on a bunch of tangents or kind of ramble and not have a good point. Outlines are essential. Okay, Aaron, what about, I want to do a live to tape or just have a raw conversation with a friend. I don't want to make it over, I don't want to script it, man. I don't want to read from a script. It doesn't sound good when I read from a script. Okay, all right. There's nothing wrong with doing it live. Especially if you're streaming live. I think that's cool. I love listening to people stream podcasts live. Like, it is literally like being, I shouldn't say that. It is like being in a room with a couple of cool people, couple of friends, you know. Let's say even if you don't know these people in real life, you still feel like they're your friends. That's cool. But live listeners are going to put up with stuff that podcast listeners aren't because it's a live experience. They understand that. So if you're just starting out, especially if you're just starting out, if you're not an experienced podcaster, chances are your live-to-tape recordings are going to be pretty shaky. And you'll get better at this over time. You'll get more natural and you'll need to do less editing in post. But I will say this, even the pros edit their podcasts. Even pros edit their podcasts. You know, I've gotten way better at podcasting in the past year, and I still edit my podcasts. And the other thing to know is that raw recordings, that's great if both of the people on the call or all the people on the call are great speakers. But if they're not, then you've got a problem. Then you need to do some editing. Okay, so what do I need to edit, Aaron? That's what you're wondering now. I want you guys to think about, and this is how it all got started for me. When I was first when I was first editing podcasts, I asked myself, okay, what gets on my nerves in a podcast? And the most obvious thing, and you should know this by now because I talk about it a lot, is filler words. So things like ums and long pauses and other mistakes, you knows, like, you know, dang it. See, I do it too. It's okay. I'll edit that out. Actually, I won't. This is especially important if you or your guest use a lot of filler words. People will get annoyed if there are a ton of ums and not much meat or good content. So the answer I really, really like is to the question, what should I edit out? It's anything that doesn't serve the purpose of your episode. And you, as the editor, if you're going to edit the show yourself, you have to make that call. My thing is, I edit all the shows on the Sean West Network, which you can find at seanwest.com/network. Fantastic shows. I have a rule that if something makes me laugh, it will usually stay in, even if it's kind of a mistake. Even if it's kind of a flub. Like, if it cracks me up, then I believe that there's a good chance that other people will laugh too. And I like laughing. Other people like laughing too. But anything that doesn't serve the purpose of your episode should be taken out. And does this mean that you have to edit out every single pause or filler word? No, not necessarily. Like, if your guest is funny and providing a lot of value, a filler word here or there is not going to ruin the experience. Go back and listen to the last episode, podcastdude.com/48, how to get started as a voiceover artist with Jay Britton. Jay did a phenomenal job. The episode was so good. He used some filler words. I edited some of them out, the more obvious ones, the longer pauses, but I left some of them in because he is good at talking. He was providing a lot of value. He was speaking relatively quickly, roughly about the pace that I speak right now. So that was fine. It was a few ums here and there were not going to ruin the experience. However, if your guest is not very good at speaking, if your guest isn't good at speaking and it takes a long time for them to get to or make a point, if they're using a ton of filler words and pausing a lot, then you have to do some editing. And it's a bummer. I've gotten shows in the past where somebody interviewed a guest and they were just really bad at talking. And anytime you know right away, like right in the first 2 minutes of hearing this person talk, they're just, and they do a lot of false starts. And I'm just like, nah, I'm pulling my hair out. Terrible. So if you have a guest like that, I'm sorry, you're going to need to do a lot of editing. Otherwise, you're going to lose listeners. They're going to turn the show off. That's just the unfortunate truth. You're going to have to invest some time in there. I mean, imagine that I left a 5-second pause after every few sentences. How long would you guys put up with that? Not very long, I'd guess. I'll do it right now. Hold on. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that to you. Ask yourself this. I mean, how many of you skip ads or long extended intros at the beginning of a show? Right? You're nodding your head right now because you know I'm right. I was listening to a fitness podcast the other day, and I've only listened to like 3 episodes, and I already know that the first 2 minutes are crap. The first 2 minutes are just, here's an ad. Like, here's a thing I say every week that I don't need to say. And I was thinking about this, and I was like, all right, well, if I'm going to be this harsh, you know, to other shows, then I need to look at what I'm doing. Is there anything in my show that is not valuable that I don't need to do? And I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, you know, my podcast outro is kind of unnecessary. I mean, sure, the song is great. Like, Sean McCabe did that song. You know, that's fun. It's fun to listen to. That's cool. But at the same time, it's not really like providing a ton of value. It's useful for me live because whenever I play this outro, it gives me like 20 to 30 seconds to review questions in the chat. And that's kind of nice, right? Like, I get a little bit of break after talking by myself for 20 minutes. That's cool. But at the same time, I could cut that outro and just skip straight from, you know, the end of the content, the main part of my podcast, go into questions, and then say the part where I'm like, all right, thanks for listening, guys. You know, find me on Twitter, blah, 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 blah. You know, just something to think about. Is there anything in your show that you can cut that doesn't need to be there, that isn't providing value to your listener? That's what editing is all about. Okay, so now you're wondering, well, Aaron, that's great for you. Like, you're a professional podcast editor. You learned how to, like, be a wizard in Logic Pro X, whatever else. Yeah, that's true. Like, if you don't know how to edit, you're going to have to learn. That's just how it is. And the good news is that you don't have to spend, like, I love Logic Pro X. You guys know this. But it's $200, and that's a lot, especially for someone who just wants to record, like, a solo show, just one voice. There are free and affordable, well, free editing programs. Let's talk about them first. Audacity and GarageBand, both Windows and PC. One of those two things, they will get the job done. They'll let you cut up an audio file. They'll let you record an audio file. They'll let you apply some processing. Get familiar with them. Guys, it's 2016. There are video tutorials for almost everything. If you can't find a free tutorial on Google or YouTube, then buy a lynda.com subscription or look into one of those tutorial sites like Udemy. I went and looked this morning because I was curious. Audacity, they have like a $20 Audacity course that's like, learn how to record and edit an audio file. Boom. Like, simple. Of course, you could always just get the program and try to figure it out for yourself. I've done that before. It's not always the fastest way to learn new software, but it works. You know, some people prefer to do it that way. That's fine. And if you're just going like, Aaron, you know, I want to do a podcast, but like, I run this company or I have this big family. I've got all this stuff I want to do. I have money. I just don't have time. But cool. Hire a podcast editor. I talked about this more in episode 10. It's called 10 Things to Know Before You Hire a Podcast Editor. That'll help you get started. There are people out there that will edit your podcast and do a fantastic job. And then you can just prepare your show, record your show, send them the file, and you'll get a finished MP3 back. It's great. And I will say this, if you have to edit a show with multiple co-hosts, let's say you record a podcast that has three or four different guests, that's not easy. I've done a lot of that, and it gets tricky, especially if people are recording in different places and they start and stop the recordings at different places. It's like, if you have different guests on every week that you have to do like different EQ and compression settings for, like, that can be a lot of fun. This is when, if you have to do a show like that every week, or if you've committed to doing a show like that, this is where professional editing software really comes in handy. You know, I said I love Logic mainly because I can quickly like highlight and edit sections out of multiple tracks at the same time. And there's also some great keyboard shortcuts and features that make the editing process way faster than a program like GarageBand. If you gave me any of the podcasts I edit right now and told me to edit them in GarageBand, it would probably double or triple the time that it takes me right now editing in Logic Pro X, just because some of the cool features that are in Logic. And I'm pretty sure other programs like Audition, Adobe's Audition, that is both Windows and Mac, or Pro Tools or Reaper, like one of these pro apps is going to have more features that are better for multi-track editing. So invest in it, learn it. If you're going to save 2 or 3 hours every week, it's totally worth $100 or $200 or whatever it is. Okay, guys. So in closing, do a little recap real quick. Editing your podcast is important. I'm so passionate about this. But I also think that preparing the message or the story or the key takeaways of your podcast episode in advance is actually even more important and beneficial than editing. And just remember that you are participating in an attention war. You're competing against a ton of other people for their attention. So for your audience's attention, rather. So bring your A game. And if you don't have time to invest in editing your podcast, hire a good podcast editor. A good editor is going to know what to cut out and what to leave in. And as always, if you guys have any other thoughts or any other questions about this, I'd love to hear them. You can find me on Twitter at ThePodcastDude. You can send me an email, aaron@thepodcastdude.com. You go to my website, which is thepodcastdude.com. There's a little feedback form there. Feel free to fill that out. Well, that's hard to say. Feel free to fill that out and let me know what you think. Let me know if you got stuff to add. Tell me some stories. It's cool. I got a couple of questions to answer in the after show. That was fun. If you guys don't mind, head over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes. I would greatly appreciate a 5-star review. It helps other people find the show. I love listening. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do this live right now. I'm going to read one out. because some of you people have been leaving them. You people. Some of you have been leaving reviews, and I do really appreciate that. It's good for me. I don't stress about it too much. You know, honestly, I think if somebody has thoughts or concerns or real feedback, I actually would prefer to get it in an email because I can actually respond to it. You know, I can't directly respond to these reviews. Like, I can't go into iTunes and type in and say, hey, thanks so much, man. Or like, yeah, you're totally right. I do sound kind of stupid when I say those things. Like, let me fix that. But I do really, really enjoy getting these. So if you have real feedback, aaron@thepodcastdude.com. If you don't mind, do me a huge favor. Leave me a 5-star review. Okay, this is by EOB. Aaron is going out of his way to help you launch your podcast. And he or she says, sorry, EOB. I've been listening to podcasts about podcasts for a while now as I'm launching my own. The Podcast Dude series helped me get my feet off the ground. Aaron is inspiring, real, and down to earth. Highly recommended. Thank you, EOB. I really appreciate that. I try to be down to earth. I do spend a lot of time with my head in the clouds. That's just kind of my personality and the way I think. But I really appreciate that. If you want to help support the show, if you want to grow as a person, if you want to learn how to be awesome too, I highly suggest checking out seanwest.com/community. Live chat system, live podcast, awesome people. It is the best. Seriously, go check it out. All right, thanks for listening, guys. I'm going to scroll back through and see if I got any new questions. Otherwise, I got a couple in the after show. Feeling good for a cloudy day. Normally, I only get this fiery on sunny days. Okay, I'll be right back. See, this is why the outro music is actually really useful, because I was able to go in the chat and read a question from Jordan and copy it and paste it into my outline. And otherwise, I would have had to, well, I guess I could have done some weird editing. Anyways, okay. So Jordan Newhouse asked, I'm curious, on average, how much time do you cut from the podcast you edit? How much shorter is the finished product than the original recording? This is a great question. For the Sean West podcast, I believe I probably trim out anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes of mistakes, false starts, dead space, things like that. Occasionally, there will be longer issues. Like, I know a lot of you guys know that Sean used to have a neighbor who whose favorite pastime was revving his motorcycle right outside of Sean's window. And so in situations like that, that might take 30 seconds or 2 minutes. And then I would cut all that stuff out. So, and we have an inside joke on the Sean West podcast. Sometimes Sean will say, Aaron, cut that out, when he doesn't actually want me to cut that out. And I know that, like, if he says, Aaron, cut that out, he means don't cut that out. Or he means that's totally up to you if you want to cut that out. And he also knows that I will cut it out if I want to cut it out, and I will leave it in if I want to leave it in. And we have a good relationship like that. But in general, like I said earlier, If something happens, if like they go on a tangent or someone makes a joke that is just not funny or really bad, or like, you know, you thought it might be a good idea to say this thing, but then it didn't turn out to be such a good idea, that's the kind of stuff I'll cut out. But if there's an accident or a mistake that just is really funny and really cracks me up, I leave it in. So yeah, it really just depends. I just want to make the podcast flow well. So flow is really, really important. I want to cut out those long pauses that don't need to be there. I want to cut out false starts. If someone starts saying a sentence and then goes like stops and re-says it, I would clean all that stuff up. It's just a more polished version of the raw recording. And there are people who, Scott, the Sean West podcast reflect Aaron's sense of humor. Kind of, yeah. Kind of. It's not that. It's just that I'm kind of like, I'm just kind of in charge of curating, you know. I don't cut a lot out. But there's some stuff I leave in that maybe, like, sometimes I'm behind the brand. Corey will say something. Okay, he's not here. So Corey will say something really dumb. He doesn't listen to this, does he? Corey will say something kind of dumb, and he'll be like, Aaron, please cut that out. And I'm like, nope, because that's funny. So, like I said, if it makes me laugh, I'll leave it in. If it's just bad, if it just like, ugh, like, you really screwed that one up, then I cut it out. Okay, been talking about that too long. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I know there are some people that, like, will do an interview or they'll do a conversation and they'll go back and, like, identify every single question and every single response and, like, really, really nitpick at it. And that is so time consuming and so tedious. I've done it before. Cameron Maul of the Hired podcast is a great example. It turns out to be a phenomenal show, but it's a lot of work and a lot of time. And is it like multiple times better than if he had just let me like tighten up and polish the actual recording? Maybe. That's arguable. But that's not how we do it at the Sean West Network. We are kind of live to tape, but we spend a lot of time preparing. You know, since most of the shows aren't interview shows, it's just like topics. Everyone on the network spends a lot of time writing out an outline, writing out the points that they want to make. And so the shows are much tighter because of it. Okay, Felipe asks, how long does it usually take to edit a podcast like the Sean West podcast? So let's say the Sean West podcast on average is an hour. It will take me, depending on, it seems like they're getting faster. So generally like 2 hours, sometimes longer, sometimes a little bit shorter. It all depends. Like as a rule of thumb, and here's what you got to understand. I am lightning fast inside of Logic. Like I fly. It sounds like bragging, but I'm being serious. I've done it so much and it's been my full-time job for almost 3 years. I've learned all the shortcuts. I've learned how to play stuff back faster and still listen for all the mistakes. Like, it's kind of not fair to normal people. But as a rule of thumb, generally 1.5 or 2 times as long as the audio for the episode is. So, all right. Scotty Russell asks, Scotty, are you still here, Scotty? Scotty's gone. That's okay. Scotty Russell, he's going to listen to this later. When just starting off, is making sure you're editing a lot and polishing important? Or is just getting started and putting it out there best? So is editing and polishing important, or should I just get started and put it out there? Perfectionism is holding me back. Scotty, okay. You guys got to understand this about Scotty. I met Scotty Russell, and he's on the internet as Perspective Collective. He's doing awesome stuff. Very encouraging, very positive dude. One of my favorite humans. Scotty, I met him at the Creative South Conference last year. And he was kind of shy, kind of quiet, but just one of those dudes where you see him and you're like, yeah, this dude's cool. And he ended up talking this year, Creative South 2016. He gave this talk and he blew everybody away. It was so good. And he's been getting into audio. He's been recording stuff on Anchor. Scotty, you just got to get started, man. Like you're already so much further ahead than everybody else. I know you want to do a good job, dude, but you're going to kill it. Like, just jump in there. Just jump in there. Just write out an outline, 3 or 4 points. Try to do 10 or 15 minutes or even 5 or 10 minutes. Say what you got to say. Say it with the passion that you have, man. And like, just be you, dude. Like, be you. Say what you got to say. Make some mistakes. That's totally fine. I've done it. Just get it out there, dude. Come on. Stop waiting, man. Like, you're going to be a phenomenal podcaster. Think of the podcast as like mini talks. So just try to prepare a short mini talk every week and you'll do great. Okay, another question from Jordan. She asked, I've been thinking about interview type podcasts as that's what dominates my niche, whatever. I've read that for some of these, an informally formatted interview chat is recorded in advance. And then afterwards, the highlights and best stories are edited and a narrative is crafted to pull it all together. The narration is recorded after the fact. I guess my question is this. What are your thoughts on this type of highly edited podcasts, highly edited shows I think of like NPR and Serial and shows from Gimlet, and there's actually a ton of highly edited shows. You know, highly edited shows versus more conversational shows. So I thought this was really interesting, and I did a Twitter poll before the podcast episode where I asked people, you know, what do you like to listen to? Do you like to listen to highly edited NPR shows, or do you like to listen to raw conversations, or do you like to listen to things that are somewhere in between? And let me go back and check on this real quick just to see. Last time I checked, I had something like 10 votes, and the majority of them were for somewhere in between. And what I, okay, 14 votes, 65% somewhere in between, 21% raw conversations, and the lowest being highly edited NPR shows at 14%. This is really interesting to me. And I got a couple of great responses to this poll. Austin Saylor had said, D, all of the above, which I should have thought to include. He said, it's more about the value they bring that matters to me. That's a fantastic point, Austin. Oh, hey, Scotty's back. Dude, do it. Do it, man. Like, crush it. Okay. I always have a hard time with this guy's name. Prescott Perez Fox says, nothing worse than people clinging to terrible sound. He didn't say terrible, but I don't use that word on this show. Zero editing, hapless workflow as an excuse to be raw. That's great. That's a great point. When I say raw conversations, I don't exactly mean like crappy sounding conversations. But you know, and then Scott Hofford said, editing is important, but can feel too sterile. Raw conversations make it personable, but can get too casual. A combo is thumbs up. That's yes. This actually brings up the point. I will make my point this way. I really, really like conversations between people. I do appreciate when people edit out filler words or tangents. That's really, really great. But I do like a raw conversation where it's just back and forth, people talking about stuff that they're passionate about or someone telling their story. Like the interview I did with Jay last week was super fun because it was just him telling his story and his sharing his best advice. That was super fantastic. I have enjoyed listening to highly edited shows in the past. I listened to the whole first season of Serial. I listened to a lot of This American Life. There's a lot of shows like that. I was on a guest on a podcast that community member Alex, I forgot how to say your last name. I'll put a link in the show notes. He did an interview with me, and then he went back and added narration, and it turned out really great. I thought it was fantastic. Props to you, man. Good job. But, you know, I do think the highly edited shows feel less personal. There's not usually a lot of room for talking to the listener. Like, I am talking to you right now. Hello. This feels more personal than if I were to do a show where I was like reading out a newspaper article or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's not personal. And raw conversations have the ability to be more personal. People can open up and be real. And you can have that in edited shows, but, you know, I don't know. It's hard. I like a lot of different kinds of podcasts. If it's a great story, if it's well edited and they've thought about the flow in advance and they've done some narration and put some cool music in the background, that's totally cool. You know, I've heard people do that where it doesn't turn out so good, and it's just like weird music in going on the background the whole time, and you're like, why is that music still there? So you got to be careful about that. But I don't know. As long as there's value there, it seemed like a lot of people like the raw conversations better than the highly edited shows. You know, and really, the highly edited shows take a lot more time, and time is something we all don't have a lot of. So think about it. Think about your goals for your show. Think about what you're trying to accomplish. Think about how much time you have, how much time you're willing to invest, if it's going to pay off in the long term. But I personally, I like having interview shows, conversations. I will do editing on them. I like doing solo shows. I like talking to people and giving people, you know, help and advice and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's what I got to say on there, on that subject. All right. Finish this off. Matej said, Gimlet shows are highly edited and provide value. You can't replace content with form, no matter the effort. Yeah, the good content's got to be there. And I agree. I like Gimlet shows. I listened to an episode of Startup last night, which is a Gimlet show, where they talked about Groove Shark. And it was a phenomenal show. They're doing a great job. A lot of work. Totally worth it for them. they're blowing, you know, as a network, they're blowing up because they're doing a good job. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you so much. Again, you can find me on Twitter at the podcast dude. I'm on Snapchat, Aaron CWA link. I also have a link to that in my Twitter bio, which you can go check that out. If you got questions or feedback, Aaron at thepodcastdude.com. Have an excellent week. Have an excellent rest of the day. I will talk to you all next time.